goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn at your feet again today. Thank you because you are the first businessman, and thank you because no one will return back the same way today, because your word is going to come to us. You're going to open our eyes to see the things that have been made for us. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' name, amen. The topic remains strategies for winning in business, a biblical common sense guide tagged Communication is Your Real Business. We started a series a couple of weeks ago, and I think this is the longest series we've ever had, and it's still going on. So let me just ask, have you been getting blessed? Have you been taking steps? Have you seen any change in your business since we started? If you've applied anything you've learned so far, let me just get that feedback.
All right, sir. So I've been applying it, but I'm stuck in a particular place, and that's the beginning. How to start?
How to start what?
Okay, how to start the business itself, on what to consider at first.
Okay. Is it the part where you identify what the problem is you solve, or where
exactly,
you know who you're serving?
Exactly. What the problem is, like the problem you want to solve.
Okay. Anyone?
Yes, actually. Okay, so it's been awesome so far. Recently, I decided to expand my site to implement a couple of strategies. Yeah, as well as the stage, so that's what I can say.
Okay, great.
So the project so far is a work in progress, and yeah, God has been faithful.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so let's do a quick recap of what we've learned so far. At the beginning, we talked about the beginning of the beginning, where you actually learn what problems are available for you to solve. Like, you want to pinpoint just one problem to start with. There could be many problems you're going to solve, but no, for everyone, there will be a problem you solve based on identifying the problem. Just ask people. I think that's one of the easiest ways. When I was talking about the part of our business that we are launching soon, when I talked to some coaches, some experienced people, what they said is just ask those people. Ask people, what is the problem? So, for example, if I'm targeting hungry people, what is their problem? Or targeting people working on a construction site, what is their problem? Yes, I know they will be hungry, but what kind of food do they want? If I'm there bringing them salad and all manner of white man's food or all manner of white collar people's food, I mean, it's the wrong approach. It's still food. People are going to buy that food. But if I'm targeting those people doing manual labor on site with that kind of food, I may not really sell. But if I target them with heavy food, high carb food, amala, eba, semo, and you put plenty meat and all those things there, then you are likely going to get their attention more than any other thing. So you want to ask those people what they want. If you don't know what they want and you know you have solutions in your hands, then meet them, approach people. For example, you provide web design services and all those things for people. So, for example, ask people, the common people around you, or if you've seen anyone who has purchased web design from you before, ask them why exactly do they need a website, and you'll be shocked at how much people will tell you. Most likely, they are going to tell you they want to be seen is visibility. They want to stand out. That's one of the issues. The problem they have is that they are not standing out. People don't find them where people look for things. People look for things online. So if you didn't like SEO before, you may now begin to consider doing SEO or getting somebody to help you with SEO. Because if eventually you give people websites and they can't be found, the next year they are most likely not going to renew their subscription with you. So just ask people what is the most important problem they have. Why do they think they may need a website? And you'll be shocked. People begin to tell you several things, and then you apply what they are telling you to bring a unique solution for them. You don't even have to solve every problem they have. Just one. Once you solve one, then other things will begin to come along the line. For example, I mentioned maybe schools, private schools that need websites. Most likely they may even have a website, but maybe they need more than a website. They need a portal. They need a place where parents can actually check the assignments of their students, where parents can see the result of their students and compare it time after time and see what they are doing. If you can provide that kind of solution for them, then it may work. And sometimes what hinders us is, if you are trying to just work alone, you will be limited. I've had that problem over and over again. But if you think about the solution in isolation from what you can do, isolate yourself from the solution first. Think about their problem. Then you can bring yourself in. How much of this can I do? Will I need some more help? That's where team building may actually come in. Or you look for people, freelancers can actually do the other part you can do. The one you are very good at may not be the main solution for them, but it may be included in the solution. So you may want to factor other people in to scale what you offer to people. So I think that's one way to do it. Then we talked about knowing those people. Now you have found that, okay, I can solve this problem, but who do I start with? When you start with one set of people, it is easier for you to actually dominate that area. I've asked several people, I've heard several people talk, and that is exactly what they keep saying. That's how they went up. One set of people. That's what they focused on. And then you can grow, because now you have done so much here. So fast forward to last week, we talked about communication, and we started talking about communication, how communication makes all the difference, how businesses feel at the point of communication. Now, last week we were able to point out that the only reason why people fail in business, why people don't get attention, why people fail interviews, why people fail in jobs, is because they can't be seen. And being seen here, we are referring to the fact that they can't stand out one way or the other. They are just not standing out. And standing out does not mean you have to do something special. No. Whichever way you want to do it, just stand out. Whether by the way you speak, by the way you brand yourself, by the people you target, by how you talk, by how you provide your service, you just want to be seen. You want to be the golden egg among black eggs or white eggs. You want to be the only egg that stands out. Just be different. Even if people have been in that niche that you are targeting, what you want to do is to try as much as possible to make sure people can see your difference. That was the message last week. So today, we are going to continue in that aspect of communication. And this episode has been tagged, Communication is Your Real Business. Everything you do in business, from the time you meet a client to the time you provide service for them to the time they're going to leave you or they're going to stay with you on a subscription basis or whatever, the whole job you have is communication, nothing else. Communication is everything. And what do I mean by that? It means that when you're going to invite a client or a customer or somebody to purchase your product or service, from the time you are inviting them, you actually communicating with them. When you are serving them, you are still communicating with them. And when they are not going to talk to you for 2 years and they are paying you consistently, there is still a communication going on. And we're going to break that down gradually. But before we continue, let's look at the example of Jesus. Remember, this series is Strategies for Winning in Business, a biblical common sense guide. We are looking at the Bible. Our focus is on the Bible and how we can apply it to our business, to our career. So, what did Jesus do for 3.5 years? What did he do? Communication. That is what he did for 3.5 years. From the time he went to the temple when he was 12 years old, to the time he started getting disciples, and then apostles, and then he died on the cross, and then he went to heaven. It's communication upon communication upon communication. That is exactly what Jesus did. So we must understand that even in life and in business. How did Jesus communicate? And how can you apply this to your business? Number one, Jesus communicates with words. He was speaking words, and he was not speaking carelessly. He was speaking and picking his words intentionally from the beginning to the end. He was using parables. He was comparing things with things. But what was at the back of his mind? For you and I to get to that place of understanding, to know what the kingdom of God is like. That's what Jesus did for 3.5 years. He did it in words. He did it in actions. He even died for it. That is what he did. He was communicating the values of the kingdom. He was communicating how the kingdom actually looks like. By his words, he was using that. He did it by his actions. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He began to do everything for you to have an idea of what the kingdom of God looks like. It's difficult to know what the kingdom of God looks like because here on earth, everything, every day, is problem upon problem, challenges upon challenges. But the kingdom of God is totally opposite and different. For example, there is light throughout. There is peace and joy throughout. That is what you see there. And that is exactly opposite what you see on earth. So he was demonstrating it and showing it to people over and over again. He showed us the power he has over death. He showed us in several ways. And guess what? That is exactly what you need to do in business. When you meet people, you need to communicate certain things to them, which we'll be talking about. You need to talk to them about certain things. Even your appearance actually shows them what your business is like. For example, I mentioned it before. If you are targeting bankers, you can't be wearing t-shirts to go and meet them. No, you also dress like a banker. It's not because you like to wear suits, even in it, no. It's because you are trying to look like them. Once they see you, they first feel a peace because you look like them. So, if you are targeting sports people, you don't want to wear suits to go and target somebody who plays ball. No, you also dress like a sports person and try to learn whatever they say. So Jesus, when he was talking to farmers, he was using the parable that a farmer went out to sow seeds. He used catching fishes and he said, when you catch fish, there's all manner of fishes you catch. Even things that are not fishes. Dirty things in the water. You catch everything. And then you begin to sort out. And he said, that's exactly what the kingdom of God is like. That everything appears to be the same. We may all be in church. When Jesus comes back, that's when you'll be surprised at how many pastors will go to hell. How many brothers, how many sisters will go to hell. And how many people you think are not spiritual, that in the last minute they became spiritual and you are not aware of it and you see them in the kingdom. So he's saying it's just like that. So he was using similitudes, he was using parables to compare things with things. And remember, you will eventually spit out what is taught in you. If you are filled with water and I punch a hole in you, water will come out. The same way, if you don't know the stuff you are made up of, let's even talk the kingdom now. Even as a business person, all the things that will make you grow, all the strategies we are talking about, they are found in the Bible. In your attitude, the Beatitudes, do unto others what you would like them to do unto you. If you won't like a fake product, then you can't sell a fake product. If you would like somebody to under-promise and over-deliver, then you will do the same. Because that's actually the secret. And business people, they know this. Successful businesses, they are found always over delivering, doing more than they actually promised. That is the secret behind it. I was in a kind of webinar yesterday, and that billionaire was saying something that, see, the only way to success is for you to give more than you receive. And guess what Jesus said in Acts 20:35? It is more blessed to give than to receive. So even as a child of God, if you are going to succeed, if you are going to have that prosperity, if you are going to do well in business, then you must plan to give more than you receive. In my business, whether somebody is paying much or paying low, you are still going to get high quality, beyond expectation all the time. In the past, how many years now, I don't know of a client that said, you did totally opposite of what I was expecting. Or that said, hey, this is crap. I can't remember anyone like that. That's out of more than 400 projects. Maybe we had one, maybe we had two that were just disgruntled. Maybe we misunderstood what they said or what they wanted. Or they were just mischievous. I've had people who are actually mischievous. So, but what I'm saying is, as a child of God, your faith, you will want it to reflect in what you do. Every business rises and falls on communication. Communicating words. Communicate by your words. Jesus taught and taught and taught. taught in the morning, taught in the afternoon, taught at night, taught so much that people forgot to eat. I would think they forgot to eat, because there's a way when you are so hungry, you won't hear anything again. And Jesus said they've been following for how many days when he fed 5,000 people? He said they've been following for, I think, 3 days without eating. They probably forgot to eat. What was he saying so much that people wouldn't think about eating for how many days? He said, lest they faint, let's quickly find something to give. And guess what? It means that probably Jesus and his disciples were also not eating, carried away by what they were doing. So the same thing, you have to be ready to communicate exactly the same values you talk about. People see it in your actions, they see it in your words. If you look well at liars, you will see it in their face. Most times, if somebody doesn't have anything to prove what he's saying, he's just saying, I will do this. Okay, show me what you've done before. Nothing to show for it. You better run. And we'll still talk about that. So how do you communicate? Communicate by words. And then you want to make people know what you are saying can do for them. Jesus kept on telling us what we can expect in the kingdom. In fact, Peter and some disciples, at the time they were like, Jesus, wait. We've left our family, we've left everything for you. What do we stand to gain? Jesus said, relax, guys. In this world, you will get 100-fold of whatever you have lost. Family, friends, money, everything. He said, 100-fold, you will get it. And Jesus communicated what the kingdom will do for them. He said, the kingdom of God is not in eating and drinking, but in joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. So we already know what we are going to expect. There is nobody who gave his life to Christ and became born again that doesn't expect something. At least you expect the forgiveness of your sins and making the kingdom of heaven, apart from other things. So what can this do for me? People want to know what you can do. And you can only communicate that when you know the problem you're solving. And that takes us back to the first thing, the problem you solve. Then the second thing, why should I buy it from you? Why you? Of all people, why should I buy it from you? Do you have a track record of keeping your words? Why do we trust God? Like that singer said, you have a track record of keeping your words. Track record. What have you done well before? No matter what it is, I've heard testimony about people who wanted a job and they said, prove to us how you're a good marketer. And they said, I've won souls. I've won maybe 20 souls in the past 1 month. Man, that's marketing in quotes. Evangelism is marketing, only marketing. You are bringing people to the kingdom of God. You are telling them what the kingdom can do for them. If you will apply the same principle in your business, you will also prosper. Tell people what to expect. When you preach to somebody, when you evangelize, you are telling them what Jesus will do for them. So the same thing in your business. Tell them what the business will do for them. But make sure you know what it can do before you go out to tell anyone. So why should I trust you? That's another thing. Of all the people in the world, why should you be the one I will trust? I talked about track record. So how do you even develop testimonials? Somebody is saying, I'm starting for the first time. How do I develop testimonials? Then do things free. Look for people to do things free for, so that they will give you testimonial. Tell them, I'll do this free for you, but you leave a testimony for me. Tell others what I've done. I've done that just now. There's a business I'm launching, and even when I've not had anyone, I got the first person. I promised her a lot of free things, and we started doing it. She's super happy, and I said, but you leave a testimonial. You will tell others what you have gained from this business. It's free. I'm giving her so much. In fact, you can't even imagine the value of the things I'm giving her for free. But I know she has a lot of following on LinkedIn, which I can use. And she knows. And I said, okay, I will do all these things for you free. You just tell everybody about what we've done. So maybe I'll get a video testimonial from her. Get all those things. So do things free. They will give you free testimonial. You don't have to pay for it because you have already paid for that. Do things free. Do things cheap. At the beginning, get people who are going to leave testimonials for you, because people want to feel that they can trust you. You want to get those people to trust you because of what you've done for other people. Now, when those people are leaving their testimony, are they going to say you did it for free? Even if they said that, testimonial is testimonial. What people want eventually is those people you even did it free for, are they satisfied with what you did? Have you not done things for people free before and they still complained? So because you did something free does not mean people are going to value it, or does not mean it's good. Whether it's free or it's paid for, that's not the matter. The matter is, Were they satisfied? So you want to get testimony. Those are the things you are communicating. I run through it again. You are communicating by your words. If you don't know how to market, you need to learn it. If you can preach the gospel, you can market anything. The gospel is one of the most difficult things to market in the world, to tell others about Jesus they can't see. And then you see somebody accept Jesus and became born again, and his life is changing, and you can see the evidence of the change. Even though he has not seen that Jesus physically, man, you can market anything in the world. Then I mentioned, what can you do for me? People need to see what they can do. Then why should I buy from you? Why should I trust you? Then another thing that many people miss is, what will you gain in return? Don't be shy to mention what you're going to gain in return. When you are telling people about your business, what will you gain in return? Jesus made us understand that a kingdom is prepared for him, and that we are going to be partakers of that kingdom. See, like I mentioned last week, when you meet somebody, tell them the cost of what you are selling. In fact, it will save you a lot of time. Many people cannot afford what you are talking about, and you spend 1 hour talking to them about it. Eventually, you get to the place of cost and they're like, sorry, I can't afford that. So why did you waste their time and why did you waste your time? Tell people the cost or give them a range. Oh, this cost between 100 naira to 1,000 naira or $100 to $1,000. Now it says, okay, it begins to picture, I can stay within that limit. But if you can't afford that limit, then all of you, bye-bye, ask him, do you know anyone who can afford it? It can even be the one who will tell you those who can afford it. But make sure they know the cost. I was listening, just like I said, to, if you've heard about him before, Grant Cardone is a billionaire and he's a coach. Yesterday was debunking something that people do. If you've ever listened to some webinars before, people will tell you all manner of things, but they won't really tell you anything. Have you seen that before? They tell you several things, but they don't tell you anything. They will tell you, we are going to teach you something in a training. But when you get to that training, they really don't teach you anything. They say all manner of good things about the things they are talking about, but they don't teach you. You don't even gain anything except you buy. And he was saying, no, that is not the way to do it. He said, when you come to a webinar, he said, make sure you first tell people what they will pay. Tell them the cost. Tell them what you are offering them. Then go after that and begin to teach them. Educate them so much. And he does the same thing. If I tell you how much I paid for one of his programs, because when I got into it, it was free. I think maybe about 500,000 people were on that program and it was free. The value of what they gave. I was like, if this is the value of what I'm getting, and I think they did it for like 3 days, the value was too much. Was too much. In fact, I wish I could share with everyone. It was too much. I was learning so many things about business, about marketing, about all of that. The value was too much. And then I started selling. In fact, when I bought what I bought, I was like, even if I didn't buy this, I would have still been blessed enough. You want to be that person. You want to be that person in business. Don't be so concerned about money. Yes, we all need money. But eventually, just like you said yesterday, that make sure you give more than you are receiving from people. If you are selling something 50 naira, let the value you give to it. Now, somebody will say, if I'm buying a product for 50 naira and I'm selling for 60, should I now sell it for 30? No. Now, when people buy that product from you, maybe people, when they come to you, make sure by the time they are leaving you, maybe they've learned about life. You have made so many mistakes. You can talk to a young man that is coming to buy something from your shop. You can talk to them about life, something that will save them from a lot of headache in the future. In 1 minute, you can tell them what will change their life forever. And they're like, if I ever want to buy chewing gum, I want to go and buy from that person. Now, it doesn't look as if there's a reward immediately. But I can bet with you that when you give more than what you receive, eventually you are going to start receiving more than what you give. When you begin to receive, you are going to be like, wait, what am I even giving? This same guy I'm talking about, he said he used to do like 8-hour conference for $500. Then he got to one day, he did 1 hour or 45 minutes webinar for like $35,000 or so. And it was like, what? Now, maybe he makes like $1,000,000 in 1 hour in that kind of program. So now, he's even doing less now than he used to do, but he gets more. So if you also want to prosper in business, I mean, you are thinking about a business that will go beyond you and your generations and your children's children, then you need to, at the beginning, begin to give and give and give and give. When somebody looks at you, it looks as if it doesn't make sense. But that is the secret to it. Give more than what you take. And before you know it, your income will be several times more than what your input is. And this applies in your job. It applies in your work. It applies in business. And much more in the kingdom of God. Let's not forget that the reason we are talking about all this is because you belong to the kingdom. And you must know that everything we've learned today, you apply to the kingdom first before you can even apply to your business. Some people will say, hey, you don't need to talk to people. Just live by example. It's half-truth. You have to talk to people because sometimes people don't understand what you are doing. They only understand it when you explain it to them. Talk to people about your faith, about your kingdom. Advertise the kingdom of God to them. Communicate it to them. Then communicate in values. Most times people are far away. When you go out on the street, you talk to them. They don't know you. But your immediate neighbors, they only learn from you by your actions. Not even your words. Your words mean a little to them. It's your action that will change them. And then finally, like I said before, you will eventually spit out what is in you. If what is in you is hatred, anger, a little thing will trigger it. You can't hide it for long. The same thing in business. If you are full of anger, you have not tamed all your natural inclinations. You have not tamed it, that's your flesh. You have not tamed it to the word of God. Eventually, when a customer is angry, you are also going to be angry in return and communicate anger and spoil that business. People these days, they are so crazy with social media. One little thing, they will publish to the whole world and you lose like 100 customers instead of one. I was reading something online today. I was thinking about contacting a particular business, hiring them for something. And when I read their reviews, I was scared. Right now, I don't think I'm doing anything with them because of the wrong things I saw, that you can't really trust the contract they are giving you. Now, I'm skeptical. You don't want people like that for your business. And remember, we are not talking about where you are now. We are thinking about growing in business, winning in business. Somebody is saying, I'm starting out. All I make in a month in my business is less than 1,000 naira. But no, that is not what you are thinking about. That may be the state you are, but that is not where you are going. You don't think about where you are. You think about where you are going and begin to live like where you want to be right now. You live like that until you get there. Just like the kingdom of God, you don't wait till Jesus comes before you live holy. You live holy right now, as if it's here right now. That is the only way to be prepared. You live prepared. Live ready. And that's the end today. And I hope this has helped anyone to understand that communication is what business is all about. In words, in actions. And the two strategies I mentioned before, I mentioned it, I just didn't specify it, is number one, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Give more than what you're expecting from people. In value, in the product, in the service, you give more. And what is the second one? Remember that what you store in yourself will eventually come out. Work on your flesh. Keep it down and let the power of God come out. And then you can deal with anyone. Whether they are angry, they talk to you anyhow, you can deal with them. And I pray that as we begin to apply these things to our businesses, to our personal lives, we begin to experience breakthroughs in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so we call it a day. So please invite someone. I'm so happy when I see a lot of people. Please invite more people. And remember, like I said before, very soon we are going to start doing the YouTube version where we invite, this time around, it's going to be inviting people to talk about maybe how they made it in business. It's not going to be me alone, but you're going to see people, Christians, who are doing well in business, who have overcome challenges in life, and then you can also join that. But very soon it's going to be live. And I pray that we will all be blessed by everything in Jesus' name. Amen. So please have a great week ahead and excel in business. Keep winning. Keep prospering. See you next week and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everyone.
The good success has come.